This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 8th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Supreme Court today opened the door for President Trump's efforts to downsize the federal workforce, that despite warnings that critical government services would be lost. The justices overrode lower court orders that temporarily froze the cuts, which have been led by the Department of Government Efficiency. The court said in an unsigned order that no specific cuts were in front of the justices, only an executive order issued by Trump and an administrative directive for agencies to undertake job reductions. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, alongside Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, and U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, announced the next pillar of Rollins' Make Agriculture Great Again initiative titled the USDA National Farm Security Action Plan. The plan elevates American agriculture as a key element of the nation's national security, addressing urgent threats from foreign adversaries and strengthening the resilience of our nation's food and agriculture systems. Rollins said, "We feed the world, we lead the world, and we'll never let foreign adversaries control our land, labs, or our livelihoods." The Environmental Protection Agency held a public hearing on the proposed renewable fuel standards for 2026 and 27. Clean Fuels Alliance America CEO Donnell Rehagen testified, quote, "Our industry has made substantial investment over the past several years in both biofuel production, feedstock supply, and distribution infrastructure. The EPA acknowledgement of the industry investment in new capacity and intent to provide consistent RFS growth is greatly appreciated." Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper expressing strong support for the agency's proposed volume obligations, calling the proposal an important step toward achieving President Trump's vision for lower gas prices, stronger agriculture, and American energy dominance. Growth Energy's Emily Score spoke in favor of the volume proposals.
"We are grateful to President Trump and Administrator Zeldin for this RVO proposal, which embraces the RFS as an economic engine for American agriculture. If finalized, these RVOs would unlock investments, create jobs, and support growth in rural America by expanding our country's renewable fuel production and use. By setting conventional biofuel blending volumes at 15 billion gallons for each of the next 2 years, this proposal will create the kind of certainty that spurs innovation and truly unleashes American energy dominance. This is the strongest RFS proposal that we've seen, with the highest volumes ever, showing this administration's commitment to American biofuel producers and the farmers that depend on them."
Score echoed other comments concerning the EPA's response to small refinery exemptions.
"But we remain vigilant and concerned about the nearly 200 SREs still pending from past compliance years. We agree with our colleagues at the American Petroleum Institute that these exemptions should be granted sparingly and limited only to cases where actual disproportionate economic harm from compliance with the RFS can be demonstrated."
Score says EPA's SRE action could overshadow the improved volume proposals for the next 2 years.
"If EPA grants SREs without protecting against market-distorting impacts, those exemptions could devastate demand for American biofuels, ultimately erasing the benefits farmers see from what should be a game-changing RVO proposal. Beyond this proposal, we urge EPA to pursue all other avenues at its disposal to ensure the success of American biofuels and American agriculture."
Score said, in the opinion of Growth Energy, EPA has but one choice.
"The agency must finalize this proposal while making it clear that SREs will not be granted recklessly and that any gallons lost to SREs will be made up in the market."
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let farm labor costs eat away at food affordability. Freeze the skyrocketing adverse effect wage rate. Learn more at fb.org/labor. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.